Good morning. My message today is entitled No Mud, No Lotus, and I was inspired by seeing a meme with the same phrase on Facebook a few weeks ago. Let me begin by sharing a passage from the Contemplation Sutra, which states, "Know that those who are mindful of the Buddha are like a white lotus flower among people. Bodhisattvas Kanon and Seishi will become their good friends. They will sit in the place of enlightenment and be born in the house of all Buddhas." Now, have you ever wondered why the lotus is such an important sacred symbol in Buddhism? We see it everywhere, in statues and in pictures of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas standing or sitting atop of a lotus flower. Now, the lotus represents enlightenment and our spiritual path of awakening. The lotus grows with its roots anchored in mud. Its stem rises through the murky water, and its blossom blooms in full glory above the water. This is a metaphor for our lives, which are rooted in the mud of samsara, or the world of greed, hatred, and ignorance, and how we can rise above to attain the world of enlightenment. The lotus pushes its buds up out of the stagnant mud. The flower buds grow, spreading large green leaves among which the beautiful flower blooms. Remarkably, the blossom is not stained with a single speck of mud. Though rooted in muck, the flower blooms beautifully without being dirty. This encourages us who are covered with the mud of blind passions to seek the way to enlightenment. That is why the lotus is so important and why it is one of our most sacred symbols. It's common to think that unless we rid ourselves of all our blind passions, the world of enlightenment will never open to us. It's often believed that a lotus flower can only bloom in a clear stream. However, if we were to remove all of our foolish nature, we couldn't survive even for one day. Nobody can live unless rooted in the mud. The Pure Land Path does not say we must give up our self-centered passions in order to attain enlightenment. On the contrary, these teachings tell us that we should accept our mind just as it is, because we cannot escape our true nature. According to Dr. Taitetsu Uno, from his book, River of Fire, River of Water, he says that the ideal of monastic Buddhism is to transcend our ordinary mundane existence as if we were ascending a mountaintop. However, the Pure Land Path takes place by descending into the valley, into the shadow of the mountain. This is where our path takes us, through the valley of greed, hatred, and ignorance. But it is in this valley that our spiritual lives are cultivated, and it is in this valley where we are embraced by Amida Buddha. Shin Buddhism comes alive for those of us who live in the valley of ignorance. Shin Buddhism allows us to accept life exactly as it is, and transforms the way we see ourselves and the world around us. It challenges us to discover the good in every situation and to discover meaning in our lives. The Shin Buddhist path asks us to see the proverbial glass of water as not simply being half empty or half full, but rather as having the potential to be full and the potential to be empty, all depending on how we create reality in our own minds. This liberation is made available to us not because we are wise, but rather because we are ignorant, limited, imperfect, and finite. We are embraced by Amida Buddha, who is the representation of ultimate reality, that is wisdom and compassion. This wisdom and compassion is an eternal and dynamic force that makes our lives possible and helps us to free ourselves from the cage that we create. Shin Buddhism teaches us a way to live as true and real human beings, even with the burden of our blind passions. We need the mud of our lives to be able to nourish our flower of enlightenment. In River of Fire, River of Water, Dr. Uno also shares the following. He says, just as the lotus blossoms in muddy water, so the rare and good person blossoms in the muck and mire of society, brimful with greed, hatred, and foolishness. The lotus of enlightenment grows in the swamp of everyday living, filled with crying babies, unpaid debts, noisy neighbors, petty rivalries, and unreasonable bosses. The mud is important to the ultimate meaning of the lotus flower in Buddhism. We are all born in a world of suffering. However, this suffering is a vital part of our human experience. It makes us stronger and teaches us to awaken to our foolish and imperfect nature. And when we truly accept ourselves and entrust in Amida Buddha's vow, we are able to reach the world of enlightenment. The mud shows us who we are and teaches us to choose the path of Nembutsu, of the Pure Land. Shinran Shonen, the founder of Shin Buddhism, praises the Nembutsu follower in the Shoshinge, or Hymn of True and Trusting, by saying, all foolish beings, whether good or evil, when they hear and entrust to Amida's universal vow, are praised by the Buddha as people of vast and excellent understanding. Such a person is called a pure white lotus. Traditional Buddhism seeks to eliminate our passions in order to attain enlightenment. However, Shin Buddhism is rather a path of transformation and is symbolized by the lotus flower in the mud. It's natural for a plant grown in mud to emerge muddy, but the lotus, on the other hand, accepts its circumstances and blooms without a stain, without a mark. When we awaken to the truth of the lotus flower, we realize that mud is essential for our existence. It's amazing to realize that the lotus blooms so beautifully because of the mud, and it cannot grow in clear water. The mud of our blind passions must be present in order for us to seek the world of awakening. Shin Buddhism encourages us to transform our delusional mind to attain ultimate Buddhahood. Our flower blooms because of the great wisdom and compassion of Amida Buddha. Amida's universal vow is our armor that protects us from being soiled by the mud, and it is the reason for our blooming in the world of awakening. Although we live in the mud of samsara, when we entrust in the vow and rejoice in Amida's great compassion, we become just like the pure white lotus, which Shakyamuni Buddha and Shinran Shonen both praised. So remember, no mud, no lotus. Thank you for listening. Namo Amida Butsu.